Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
T-Mobile is more than the best network in the game. They're now the best network in America, according to the experts at Ookla Speedtest. So baseball fans are connected to the Fall Classic from home to home plate with the most advanced 5G. More towers and a signal that goes farther than ever before. T-Mobile has you covered. For baseball fans, it's better over here.
Best mobile network based on analysis by Ookla of Speedtest Intelligence data, first half 2025. See details at T-Mobile.com.
He's the Chiefs' all-time leading tackler and four-time Pro Bowler.
Eric Johnson picks it. He's up the right sideline, 30-yard line, 25, and down into Washington territory. Derek Johnson.
But to us, he's our forever linebacker.
I want to be battle-tested. I want to go through some adversity. I want to go through some things where you say, oh, man, we gotta figure this out.
Here's number 56, Derek Johnson, with Fesco and Dusty on your new home for Chiefs football, 96.5 The Fan.
That's right. It's Derek Johnson time on a Monday, brought to you by Community America Credit Union. Member owned, open to all. Community America Credit Union, invested in you. DJ, what if I could do it? What if I had the power and I could go get the red 56, the white pants, the shoes, the helmet, and you get one more chance at Marcus Mariota? Would you take it?
Absolutely.
Yeah, baby.
I'll probably make sure I have different referees out there.
Oh,
so
yeah.
Probably win the game at that time, man. I would definitely do it all over again, man. Football, I've been playing football all my life. So, you know, when it ends, it's tough when it ends. But I'm enjoying watching these Chiefs kick butt.
When you have a referee do something like that, because we saw it yesterday with Kayvon Thibodeau yelling at his locker about the referees because of the way that they, you know, ruled on the tush push. What is the emotional drain, the mental drain, maybe whatever kind of drain it is, when you do something so awesome like you did against Mariota and the referee screws it up and calls the wrong thing? What kind of impact and toll does that take?
Yeah, coach speak. You say, hey, don't worry about it. You know, let the refs rough. You know, they're not perfect and all this. But then you say, hold on, they get paid to referee and make some calls that you can't, especially off the wall calls or calls where you say, hey, you can't do this, right? This is absolutely wrong. And when it happens to you, especially in crucial situations, especially in the playoffs, especially when you need the ball to go your way, and man, that could have been a fumble. Justin Houston picked it up. It's just it's tough.
Yeah, it is tough. I mean, I know, as you said, with the coach speak, you're supposed to get by that kind of stuff. But reality is, we're all humans, right? We all are impacted by things that we can't control, where other people are making those decisions. And it's hard throughout the course of the game to get something like that back when you've made such a big play and you were on that emotional high.
Yeah, it is. The reality, it does happen, but it shouldn't happen, but it's tough, man. And you see it go on throughout the league, and you want it not to happen, but hey, you try to not let the referees control the game or have that, you know, that say of, you know, win or lose. But
it does happen. That's why you just try to get it out of your mind. That's the best thing you can do, right? Of course, they make some bad calls at times, but the best thing you can do is try to have a short-term memory. You know, after the game, go to the, you know, go through that protocol on trying to fix it. But at that time, it really sucks.
DJ, you played against Marcus Mariota. What does he do that can confuse a defense, or what is something that maybe people overlook with his skill set?
Well, he's a scrappy guy. You know, obviously his running ability helps him to really connect the dots and have really good games. Obviously, he's a quarterback. He can throw the ball and all that stuff, but being able to be scrappy and he's a quarterback that's, you know, probably average, but he can have good games. He can make all the throws, but you try to keep him in the well, keep him in the pocket, just because you don't want anybody to not have contain, or he get outside the pocket, then throw a pass and, you know, open it up even more. But he's a good quarterback. He's a veteran guy. He knows he's a tough guy. That's probably his best skill set is being really tough. He's had some ups and downs throughout these years, but you never can count him out. That's for sure.
Is it better, DJ, having a guy like Marcus Mariota as the backup as opposed to somebody you've never heard of before that's going to, you know, come in and, you know, you're going to go, okay, I've never heard of this guy before. He must not be that good. At least Marcus Mariota is kind of a name that may get you to focus a little bit more.
It will get you to focus. When you're in a National Football League, as fans, you probably look at certain names and you say, oh, this guy's just okay. He's been in the league for this many years. Like, they're there for a reason, and they have the possibility to be dangerous at times. They have plenty of games where you say, man, they had some really good highlights. Don't let this be that game.
When you play this game that you did for so long and you see a team like Washington come in that has a, I guess you could still consider him this, like a Swiss Army knife in Deebo Samuel. Is that a game where, you know, a coach will come up to a guy like you or a guy like Nick Bolton who has established themselves as a trusted defensive player, a captain of this team, where is that a conversation where, like, you would go to your defensive coordinator and be like, hey, I got Deebo tonight. Like, I'll take care of business. I know there's obviously different types of defensive sets, zone being one of them, but, like, this is one of those games where you're like, I'll take 19 out of the game. Trust me, boss.
Oh, I don't know about taking him out of the game. Deebo Samuels is a dude, man.
Yeah.
He's one of the best, scrappiest, toughest receivers to ever play the game. Like, that's the respect he gets in the game. And he can just like you said, that Swiss Army knife, he can do just about anything. He can get back there and run the ball as a running back. He's tough to tackle when he catches a hitch ball or some kind of curl or slant over the middle. DBs hate to tackle him because, you know, it takes linebackers to take him down. But he's a guy that one person is not going to shut him down. You definitely have to have a plan for him. The offense is built around him, and he's a veteran, scrappy, tough receiver, but you definitely got to have a plan for him. I don't know if you double him, like that, but you definitely have a plan for him.
Go ahead. I was gonna say, yeah, because this game tonight, DJ's, I know a lot of times cliches will say this game's a battle of the trenches. I'm looking at all three linebackers that are wearing red tonight going up against McLaurin and Merritt and Deebo. I think this is where this game is important. Are these linebackers? I mean, I'm ready to watch Leo Chenal just go crazy tonight.
Yeah. 5-4 is always all over the field, and he's a Swiss Army knife as well. He can rush. He can literally get at, which is crazy, get at tackle, three technique. He can kind of do it all, and give us that depth at linebacker. Or you can move him around. But linebackers for this game will be really important. Just because you got these receivers that are going to go across the middle, they're going to run the ball, they're going to do some things that if your linebackers are not very active, and we have really, really active linebackers, especially when you talk about Bolton, one of the best motor tacklers in the league at linebacker. So this is going to be a good game for them, and we're going to just keep this
keep this rolling. Even though we're 4-3, you may look at that record and say, all right, they're middle of the road. It's like, no, we're top of the list just because we've hit our stride at this moment. We got our pieces back on the team, and our confidence is up right now with the Chiefs. So you can ask anybody. You don't look at that 4-3 and say, oh, you know, the Chiefs, you know, they're not as good this year. Everybody is starting to be afraid of the Chiefs.
Yeah, and rightfully so, but that's why you have to keep winning, because if you don't keep winning and then you go back to 4-4, you can say all you want, but you're still a 4-4 football team. At the end of the day, you are what your record is, and so that's why it's important to continue to stack these wins as we move along, you know?
Yeah, you're right. I heard that before. you definitely are what your record says you are, but the confidence that we have,
yep,
and the high character guys we have in place on the coaching staff, offense, defensively, I think we'll be good tonight. But again, just like you said, we have to keep on winning. But the one thing Coach Reed does, he does a great job by being intentional and making sure the guys are not up on the high horse. When I talk about our confidence is up and we're one of the best teams in the league, even though we're 4-3, Andy Reed makes sure that we're doing the right things to approach this game the right way.
DJ, I know this is a random question, but I just want to ask you, did you have a relationship with Nick Mangold?
No, I did not.
Okay.
No.
I know he was around the same time in the league that you were at, and I figured if you played center, you played linebacker, maybe you guys, you know, kind of had a history or something like that, but I just wanted to ask you about that.
No, I did not.
How do you see this game going tonight? You think the Chiefs keep that offensive rolling, or do you think this defense pitches another shutout?
No, heck no. We're gonna keep it rolling, man. Man, I got the ultimate confidence right now. No, I'm not overconfident. I'm just saying, like, right now we have a good thing going, especially when all the pieces are back with Rashee Rice and Worthy and Juju and Hollywood. And I mean, you got throw Thornton in there now. I mean, we got some people going. But I just love what we have on offense right now. Defensively, we've been pretty solid, and I just love just the nucleus of the team, and we definitely will keep rolling. I mean, after beating, when you beat Detroit like you beat them, that tells you that we're pretty good. I just gotta say that.
Well, hey man, enjoy the game tonight. Get another victory, get to 5-3, and then you know what it is next week, brother. It's on to Buffalo.
Yeah, absolutely, baby. Let's go.
All right, DJ, we appreciate it. Take care, brother.
All right.
That is Derek Johnson,
yep,
former linebacker for the Kansas City Chiefs, brought to you by Community America Credit Union, member owned, open to all. Community America Credit Union, invested in you.
One word.
First name is Blake, and he goes on a cruise. He goes on a Caribbean cruise.
Katie Holmes.
No. Ah!
Are you listening?
What's your least favorite thing about working with yourself?
Body odor.
You get one word.
On the count of three, name your favorite dinosaur. One, two, three.
Velociraptor.
This is One Word on Fesco and Dusty.
One, two, three.
Oatmeal raisin.
Woo, one word, baby. Let's start.
He's gonna
with...
come.
If the Chiefs do what they need to do, then everyone should be. One word on the Chiefs game tonight.
I am going to say wet. I think it's gonna be a sloppy one, right? It's gonna be nasty. It is going to be nasty out there tonight. But no, I think it's going to be one of those games where we're going to know by halftime what's going on in this one, right? You have an opportunity early on in this game, deliver kind of that death blow, if you will, to the Washington football team. Take care of business early on. Get them out of the game early on. Make them play from behind early on. Put up points early in this thing. Score on every possession like you did against the Raiders. Keep this thing going. But the weather concerns me a little bit. We'll get to that in the script.
Okay. According to Weather Bug, 54 degrees at kick, but foggy.
Oh, beware of the fog.
Spooky.
Ooh, Halloween.
Spooky season. Spooky season. I got my Halloween costume on Friday, guys.
Oh, are you going to let us know?
No, I'll wear it Friday when I get here.
Okay. I'm excited.
First Halloween costume I've had in a year.
A year? I was going to say, you dressed up last year.
Yeah,
I
was Doug from, I
can't remember the last time I dressed up. I think it's when I was dating a girl before I met my wife, and I went as Priscilla Presley, and she went as Elvis.
That's funny. Yeah. That's good. That's awesome.
Yeah, I was Doug from
Limu Emu.
Yeah, it was him
and Doug.
The girl I was talking to at the time, she was Flo.
Let me ask you this, and I've asked Binkley this question, and you know where that goes most of the time. Would you rather hang out with Doug or Limu the Emu?
Doug. I don't know what that emu is going to do.
Yeah, see, Doug. That's why I'd rather be with the emu.
Well,
I've asked my wife for years now to get me an alpaca for Christmas.
Oh, yes.
And I just want the alpaca running around the backyard. I don't know what it's going to do back there, but who doesn't want to say, I've got an alpaca in the backyard. Come take a look.
My one word on tonight's game is ready, right? The old song, are you ready? I'm ready for this game. It's the final appetizer before the main courses start to come into the table, right? Like, it's fun to have a boneless wing or a couple chips and nachos or some cheddar bites or whatever. The steak, the filet, the everything that you are building this season for is around the corner. So tonight I'm ready to see this team continue to move forward and gel and get better and better, because Buffalo, Denver, and the Colts and Dallas and all these teams are on the docket coming up right around the corner.
Let me ask you this, a cooking question, because you got me to thinking. We have chips left over from Cactus the other night. No shredded cheese, but I do have sliced cheddar. Would it be okay to put sliced cheddar over the chips and melt them on a sheet pan?
Sliced cheddar. Like the squares?
Yeah.
Oh, I think so.
Yeah. Wow. Instead, because I don't have any shredded cheese, but I got a lot of this sliced cheddar from the Hy-Vee deli.
So let me ask you this.
Okay.
Are you coming out of the garage?
No, I just was going to make nachos yesterday.
Oh. Well, yes.
Tear them up.
Yeah.
Absolutely.
Okay. Just lay them over like little blankets.
Yeah.
Or take it out to the Blackstone. Put the chips on the Blackstone. Throw the cheese over that. Shut the lid. Let it just cook for a little bit.
Yeah.
Chips and a cheese blanket, baby. Yeah.
Okay, so you guys are good with that? Because I suggest 100%. That, and the kids are like, no. I'm like, it's the same cheese.
It's the same thing.
It's different shape.
Yeah. KU is putting a cheese blanket. K-State won 42-17 over in Lawrence. One word on the Sunflower Showdown. 17 in a row now for the Wildcats.
Irrelevant.
No.
Wow.
What is? I mean, 17 in a row? It's a one-sided, irrelevant game.
Yeah, I'd just say, I don't know, normal? Normalcy?
Yeah.
You just don't beat K-State. Rob's ready to get Lance Leipold out of Kansas.
Yeah, he wants
Rob's
Leipold
done.
Out of there.
He said he's washed. Doesn't even think the light bulb works anymore. Loved the guy 6 months ago. Hates the guy today.
Yeah,
get him out of my city, says Rob Breton, the KU alum.
Yeah, we'll just read his tweet on the air, because I did comment on his tweet yesterday a little bit on it, because I'm not saying the guy needs to go.
Because Alex Gould will be like, it's basketball season.
But he says back-to-back game. Did you see Kansas and Louisville played a non-conference game? And I guess there was a brouhaha that...
Should give advice.
But back-to-back games, Kansas went into half in a close game only to get boat raced in the second half. It's motorboated, Rob. Get the terminology. Right, which is the fault of the coaching staff. And I quote tweeted, I said, look, coaches don't get much time anymore with the NIL money, right? Brian Kelly hit the pavement. How many coaches have we seen already fired to a tune of $169 million? You don't get time to build a program anymore in college sports. Nobody's waiting around when they're spending millions and millions of dollars on a roster. So you don't get those 5 years. You don't get 6 years. You get 6 months. And if you don't turn it around, you're gone.
Because those freshmen don't have to sit around and wait for 3 years to start.
Right. They'll go somewhere else, too.
Just go get somebody.
Yep.
It's happening in the NFL, too. Leashes are becoming much, much shorter. One word on the Bengals and Jets game. Jets were down 16 with under 3 minutes to go in the third quarter. They came back and won, I believe, 39-38 was the final score. One word on that game.
Thrilling. It was a thrilling game to watch. Watch the whole thing kind of come together.
Yeah.
Oh, I see what you're doing there. No, it was thrilling. I'm not going to lie. That was like, how are the Jets coming back? Oh, they went for two. That's a stupid. Oh, they got it by the hair of the football and all this kind of stuff. Like, hey, when you're 0-7, man, you're throwing everything out. So it was a thrilling game.
Yeah, I'd say it was spiritual.
Yeah.
You got the news of Nick Mangold dying that morning of kidney disease, passing away at the young age of 41. Rest in power, young man. Justin Fields in a closet, dude.
Yeah.
Calling his best friend down so bad and just stuck to his faith and his truth. And
I give that friend a lot of credit, man.
No doubt, man. You talked about it in the offseason with Rashee Rice. He's like, what did you do? I got a mentor. I got a new group because he was going around with the wrong people.
Yeah.
Found somebody to talk to that could clear his mind. It works, guys. When your friend calls you or you need to talk to somebody, call your buddy, whoever that may be. Maybe it's your pops. Maybe it's your mom. Maybe it's your aunt. Maybe it's your brother. Maybe it's your sister. Whoever it may be, call that person.
Maybe it's us on the text line, because we will be here for you guys. Look, I'm not shy. I've told you, I'm going through it right now. Get my kids getting older. I'm starting to see the end of being a dad and raising them. You know,
his until wife's they go got out. A walking vest.
Yeah, my wife does have that menopause vest. So I guilted her out of that. We were in Colorado and I was in one of the stores and they had these weights for the arms and my daughter's like, we can get these for mom, right? Because my daughter, kind of like me, is like, what are we doing here with the menopause vest, right?
Making yeah. fun of workout and you're just hammered in and out. Yeah. You still have animal style over your
all
face.
All over our faces, right? She's like, get these for mom. And the girl at the store, this was Boulder, so a college girl. I'm like, you selling a lot of these menopause vests? And she goes, oh my God. Just started laughing.
Poor Jen.
She's catching so many strays, man.
She does catch a lot of strays, and she's a great mother. You know, she's the best. Oh. She really is.
The kids
just give her so much static. I don't really help in that category, but
yeah.
It's all out of love.
Of course. No, she's the best. She's the best. We'll end it here on the Bengals still. Corey Dillon spoke out, long-time Bengals running Patriot. Back, 97 to 03 or 04, sure. 6 or 7 years with Cincinnati, accused them of basically not paying for his Ring of Honor trip. This is not the first time we've heard of these accusations from former Cincinnati Bengals. One word on Corey Dillon and his outrage against Cincinnati.
Awesome. I mean,
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance, too, with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Avoiding your unfinished home projects because you're not sure where to start? Thumbtack knows homes, so you don't have to. Don't know the difference between matte paint finish and satin? Or what that clunking sound from your dryer is? With Thumbtack, you don't have to be a home pro. You just have to hire one. You can hire top-rated pros, see price estimates, and read reviews, all on the app. Download today.
It shows you who you are as a franchise. That's Cincinnati in a nutshell. I'm sure Alex Gold was all over that one this weekend. But Boomer Esiason's been picking up the tab for a lot of these honorees to go back because the organization is so cheap and they won't pay for the guys to come back. Corey Dillon tried to get on his plane and they go, well, this is a reservation. It hasn't been paid for yet. He had to pay for it at the gate.
Jeez. That's embarrassing.
Cheap.
I mean, had to pay for his flight at the gate because the Bengals wouldn't do it.
I just wouldn't go.
All right, sweet. Yeah. Never mind then.
Sounds good.
Oh, you're honoring me this weekend and I'm not going to be there because you're too cheap to pay? Sorry.
Sounds good. Put the video up. Corey Dillon as a New England Patriot running back.
Yeah.
Man.
That's unbelievable.
What was that, like a liquor store back in the day?
Yeah, dirt cheap. Yeah, it was the St. Louis secret. I don't know if that's still around, but it was the Birds Fly dirt cheap. Cheap, cheap.
Scared the hell out of me.
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
T-Mobile is more than the best network in the game. They're now the best network in America, according to the experts at Ookla Speedtest. So baseball fans are connected to the Fall Classic from home to home plate with the most advanced 5G,
More towers and a signal that goes farther than ever before. T-Mobile has you covered. For baseball fans, it's better over here.
Best mobile network based on analysis by Ookla of speed test intelligence data, first half 2025. See details at T-Mobile.com.
Whatever happens today, plan to conquer it with a fresh cup of True Brew coffee. True North Convenience Store's True Brew coffee is a hot, flavorful gourmet blend created from coffee beans from around the world. Our brew is truly perfect for any time of the day. During October and November, enter for a chance to win free coffee for a year. Check the True Rewards app for details or find the mobile app in your favorite app store. Offer valid 10/7 through 12/1. True Convenience Stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
Once upon a mundane morning, Barb's day got busy without warning. A realtor in need of an open house sign? No, 50 of them. And designed before 9.
My head hurts.
Any mighty tools to help with this plight?
Aha!
Barb made her move. She opened Canva and got in the groove.
Bulk creating Canva sheets. Create 50 signs fit for suburban streets.
Done in a click, all complete.
Sweet!
Now, imagine what your dreams can become when you put imagination to work at canva.com.